BMI's racial bias. According to Sabrina Strings, an associate professor of sociology at the University of California, the body mass index system, created by a statistician in the 1830s, was geared towards what was considered average weight for white men. Not for white women, nor black, brown, or any shade in between of either men or women. Concerned others, friends and family, or female incidentally, disputed the thought that a system that did not recognize women of color was relevant and considered it sus. Made popular by Dr. Ansel Keys, a Minnesota physiologist, in the 1970s, the BMI could cause doctors to focus more on a patient's weight and stop them from exploring other issues that might not show up if they were normal or underweight. If doctors based their diagnosis of a patient's health on their BMI weight, they could overlook the underlying cause of their health condition. Black Americans, black women in particular, have a greater body mass than white women, and their BMI readings would naturally and healthily be higher. Doctors have an anti-fat bias, which can lead them to counsel their patients from a fat-shaming perspective. That in turn could lead to the patient feeling uncomfortable about visiting their doctor and lead to depression and more weight gain. Fat comparison could be traced back to slavery times when black women, who had more curves and body fat than white women, were derided for it as being proof of their inferiority. What a nasty fat lie. Rather than looking at the BMI as a gauge of a true indicator of weight, it would be better to take the waist circumference, which measures abdominal fat. Weight measurements give a better indication of the fat that is accumulated around vital organs. Measuring the waist is better than pinching at the soft fat between your fingers, which is what some people will do. Knowing that the BMI system has been based on the average weight of white men should be taken into account when you next jump on the scales. I know a certain group of friends and family that will be dismissive of the BMI as being the guide for a woman's weight.